Okay, so are you ready to dive into this cosmic rabbit hole?
Always up for a challenge, especially when it involves deities and theoretical physics.
This excerpt you sent over, it's something else. I mean, honestly, it reads like someone took a crash course in mythology and then tried to explain quantum physics. It's wild.
Right.
But that's what we do here, right? Dive into the deep end.
Absolutely. Let's unpack this cosmic puzzle box.
Exactly. So, for our listeners who maybe haven't had the chance to decipher this thing yet, what are we even dealing with here?
Well, it's basically a creation myth, but with a twist. It starts with this deity who exists in a state of total knowledge. Like, it knows everything there is to know, past, present, future, the whole shebang.
Okay, that tracks with the whole deity thing.
Right, but here's where it gets weird. The deity gets bored.
Bored. Okay.
Seriously. Yeah. Apparently, knowing everything kind of takes the fun out of existence. So this deity decides to shake things up a bit, create a universe where not knowing is actually a thing.
Okay, hold on a minute. So you're telling me this all-powerful, all-knowing being decides to create a universe where it doesn't know everything. Why? What's the point?
The excerpt suggests the deity was looking for something more than just existing in this state of perfect knowledge. It wanted discovery, surprise, the thrill of the unknown.
I can kind of see that. I mean, imagine if you knew the ending to every movie, every book, even every conversation. Wouldn't that get old after a while?
Exactly. It's like knowing the punchline to every joke before it's even told. Where's the fun in that? This deity seems to have had the same thought.
Okay, so the deity wants a little mystery in its life, but how does it even go about creating a universe where not knowing is possible?
Well, it describes this interplay between two forces, Brahma and Shiva, representing order and chaos, respectively. They're like the architects of this cosmic playground.
Brahma and Shiva, order and chaos. Okay, I'm intrigued. Tell me more.
So Brahma lays down the ground rules, the membranes. Think of these as the fundamental laws of physics, the fabric of space and time. They provide structure, stability, a framework for the universe.
So Brahma's like the cosmic rule maker, keeping everything in check. What about Shiva then? Where does chaos fit into all of
That's
this?
where the W brains come in. These are the wild, unpredictable elements, the bursts of energy that disrupt the order. Shiva represents the possibility for change, evolution, even a little bit of cosmic mayhem.
So it's not just about order versus chaos, it's about how they interact with each other.
Exactly. Imagine a perfectly woven tapestry. The M brains are the strong threads holding everything together. But the W brains, they're the bursts of color, the unexpected textures that make the tapestry interesting dynamic. They introduce the element of surprise.
Okay, I think I'm starting to get it. We've got order and chaos, M brains, and W brains all interacting to create the fabric of reality. But where do we fit into all of this?
And that's where things get really interesting. This whole cosmic dance between order and chaos, knowing and not knowing, it sets the stage for us, in a way, for beings who can actually experience the universe, not just exist in it, the Terrans.
Right, the excerpt talks about how the separation from total knowledge, this cosmic game of hide and seek that the deity set up, it leads to beings who can actually feel and think and make choices that even the deity couldn't have predicted.
It's like the universe goes from being this perfectly conducted symphony to a jam session where anything could happen.
And we're the ones improvising the solos.
Exactly. But here's the thing. The deity doesn't just create the Terrans with all their complexities, their capacity for love and hate, their drive to create and destroy, all that stuff. That emerges as the system evolves, as that interplay between order and chaos plays out in new and unexpected ways.
So it's not like the deity said, "Let there be greed," or "I think I'll throw in some environmental destruction for fun." Those things weren't part of some master plan.
Not according to this excerpt. It's more like, okay, imagine you're baking bread. You combine it with a bunch of simple ingredients, flour, water, yeast. But you don't end up with just a pile of dry ingredients, right? You get something totally new. A loaf of bread with a crispy crust and a soft, chewy inside. Where did those characteristics come from?
From the ingredients interacting, right? The heat, the chemical reaction.
Exactly. The interaction is key. The characteristics of the bread, they emerge from the whole process. The deity didn't create greed or destruction directly. It created the conditions, the ingredients, and those things emerged from the complex interplay of those ingredients over time.
Okay, I'm with you. So the Terrans, with all our flaws and complexities, were like that loaf of bread, the product of a cosmic recipe that even the baker didn't fully understand.
A pretty delicious loaf of bread, even with its imperfections, might I add.
Hmm.
But there's that one part of the excerpt that's been bugging me, that whole paradise lost thing. It almost feels like the Terran glitch, as it's called, leads to some pretty heavy consequences. Capitalism, greed, environmental destruction, all those things we're dealing with right now.
Right. It does paint a pretty bleak picture at times. So is this just another one of those humanity ruins everything stories? Because we've heard that one before.
I don't think so. I think there's more to it than that. The excerpt doesn't seem to be blaming humanity as much as it's pointing out a fundamental tension that's built into existence itself. This push and pull between order and chaos, between knowing and not knowing. It's not a bug in the system. It's a feature.
You mean like that Brahma and Shiva thing we were talking about earlier? That duality isn't just some abstract cosmic dance. It's playing out in our lives, in our societies, every single day.
Precisely. It's in every decision we make, every relationship we build, every system we create. It's why even with the best intentions, things can still go sideways. It's why life is full of surprises, both good and bad.
So it's like the universe itself is this balancing act, this constant dance between these forces that keeps things interesting. But at the same time, it does feel kind of precarious, doesn't it? Like if one side gets too much momentum, the whole thing could just
spin out of control. Yeah, I get that.
Right.
But that's where those seekers of truth, as the excerpt call them, come in. Even amidst all this chaos, there's this suggestion that some beings are driven to make sense of it all, to find some kind of truth.
Yeah, I was wondering about that. The excerpt mentions them, but doesn't really go into detail about who they are or what they're even looking for. It's just like a little blip of hope in all this cosmic drama.
Well, here's the thing that I found really interesting. It's not just the Terrans. Even the deity, the one who set this whole thing in motion, seems to be on its own journey of discovery. Like it's trying to understand what it created.
So it's not like this all-knowing being that has everything figured out. Even the deity's learning as it goes.
Exactly. It's like, remember how we were saying the deity got bored with knowing everything? Creating this universe wasn't just about experiencing not knowing. It was about pushing its own boundaries, about growth and change, even for a deity.
Wow. So even a deity is working through all this, huh? That kind of makes our own struggles seem a little less overwhelming. Like if a deity can grapple with these questions of order and chaos, creation and destruction, maybe our own Terran glitch isn't a failure, just part of the process, right?
I mean, that's exactly what it is. A necessary stage in something much larger than ourselves. And, you know, it all circles back to what we've been talking about this whole time. This tension between order and chaos. It's about embracing the journey with all its ups and downs, not about trying to achieve some kind of perfect state. Because maybe that state doesn't even exist.
Okay, I'm starting to see it now. If this universe is all about change, about evolving, then we're all part of that, aren't we? Even with our limited understanding and tendency to mess things up, we have a role to play. We can make choices that tip the scales one way or the other.
That's a powerful thought, isn't it? We're not just along for the ride. We're active participants in how this whole cosmic story unfolds.
So what do you think? Any final thoughts for our listeners before we sign off for today?
If this excerpt got you thinking, if it sparked something inside you, don't let that go. Keep asking questions. Keep exploring. Keep searching for your own truth. Who knows? Maybe that's how we rewrite our story, one curious mind at a time.
And who knows? Maybe we even surprise the deity in the process. Thanks for diving deep with us today, folks. And until next time, keep looking up.